Thank you. Tchumen. So we'll finish Eruv Tchumen tonight between the two nights. So Beis, Irshi Mukefes Chaima, a city that's surrounded by a wall, afilu hi gedoyla ma'ayri, even if the city is very large, Malach is kula v'ibura misham tchum Shabbos. Then you can carry the entire city and the ibura, which we said yesterday is 70 amas, approximately 140 feet, and then misham tchum Shabbos. From there to tchum Shabbos. Even a city that doesn't have a wall, about them smuchim and the houses are all close to each other. As long as there isn't in between each house more than 70 and 2/3 amas, it's considered all connected. And it's considered all part of one city, even if it's to you can walk for many days, which is exactly why people are always asking if LIJ Hospital and North Shore Hospital are in the Tchum to Far Rockaway, Lawrence, and what's it called, that other hospital, Winthrop. They're all in the Tchum, as far as I know, because there's constantly buildings and houses all the way. When the last house, that's where you count the karfif, the 70 amas, and then the tchum Shabbos starts from there. Gimel, ain noisn karfif el leir. You only put a karfif to a city. Avol bayis echad ain noisn karfif to one lone house. You don't count 70 amas, meaning your 70 amas counts from the house. El takeif mikira bayis v'chutzah, right from the wall of the house and outside, you count it. Maschil limdo tchum Shabbos. That's where you start to count the tchum Shabbos. Or if it's fenced in, if you have a fenced in yard, then you start to tchum from after the fence. You have two cities next to each other. Lizu, you give 70 amas to each one. If there isn't between them more than the shear of two karfifas, they're both considered one city, right? Meaning as long as they're within 100 and well more 250 feet of each other, that's considered one big city. Hey, yesh kama dvarim b'inyan medidas tchum Shabbos lahakel. There's many things with tchum Shabbos, measuring tchum Shabbos to be meikel ve'in lasus ki im al yedei baki, and you shouldn't do it without a baki. Vav hanitzuch leches b'Shabbos ha'b'yom tov yosim et tchum Shabbos. Let's say you have to go more than the tchum. This happens upstate a lot. Tzarech laniach be'erev Shabbos erev yom tov yiru v'tchumen. And on erev Shabbos or erev yom tov, because the tchumen is on erev yom tov too, you need to place an erev. Tzarech laniach b'soich tchum ha'ir b'makom shayim mutar lo lelecha shom. And he needs to put it within the tchum of the city that he is going there. Wherever he places the Erev, that's where he's living. And then he has from there 2,000 amas. So wherever he puts his Erev, then he gets 2,000 amas in either direction. And therefore it's clearly understood. What he gains on this side, where he places the Erev, so then he loses it on the other side. Derech Mashal, for an example, if he puts the Erev 2,000 amas to the east side of the city, then he is not allowed to walk to the west because he's as if he's dwelling in the east. He's already distanced from the Mokum Dirosei, the Tchum Shabbos. Zion Ketzeroys in a Seirav, how do you make the Erev? Lekeach pas kedei mozen shtei sudas. You take the bread in order to, enough bread to eat two meals. And Ayin Le'el, how much that is. I liftan, or you take, liftan means anything that you eat with bread. Kegon betzalim, onions, aitznain, radishes, a kadayim, sheyesh b'shir le'ochle impas. This meaning you have to have enough that you can eat it with bread, like the mashal nowadays would be cream cheese or tchina or things like that. So just enough to eat two slices of bread, let's say. Chutzman amelach, except for salt and umanamayim and water, shein ma'arim, and you can't make an eruv with them. Vaylech al hamakom shehu roitzel lanicha, and you go to the place where you want to put it. Mavarech baruch atah Hashem lekinam melech elam shekidushanu b'mitzvah sabit zimon al mitzvah eruv. He said, with this Erev, then I can go 2,000 amas in each direction. And then he comes home. And you're allowed to make one Erev for many Shabbos, but you have to put it in a place that it's Watch, meaning that you're not going to lose the Eruv. Shalayeh never, and his kaklus shouldn't get lost or ruined. In front of my mother's house, they have some chassidim put in the country. They put an Eruv right in front of her house on a pole for the whole summer. But they come check on it also, so they're very responsible because they need it in order to go to the mikveh by a different bungalow colony. You can send the Erev with a shliach. With this Erev, it's mutter to plenty to go. The shliach needs to be a gadol and a bardas. You can't do it with a minor. Also not with a guy or somebody who doesn't believe in Erev. Even if the shliach doesn't come back, you can rely on him. I mean, you send the guy to put out your Erev Tchum, and he says, I'll do it on my way to the other city for Shabbos. So you have no idea. Obviously, this is pre-cell phone days. You have no idea if the guy actually did it. You can rely on him. The chazaka shliach is a shlichus. The chazaka the shliach does a shlichus. Test. You're allowed to make one Erev for many people. And that's as long as the Erev has a shir for each and every person. Right? Meaning not everybody has to go make the Erev. One can do it. Just put enough food for however many people are going to use it. It's like we learned 2 days ago. The way you do it on behalf of others is you give it to one person and he picks up the food on behalf of everybody else and then he gives it back to you. You cannot make an Erev Tchum unless the person agrees, meaning Eruv Chatzeiros, you're allowed to because he has only what to gain. But Eruv Tchum, you can because the guy wakes up in the morning and says, oh, we made you an Eruv Tchum to the east side. And then he said, what do you mean? I wanted to walk to the west side. So therefore, you can't do that. And if somebody is putting it down and he's a shliach for everybody, so Aymer, his lashon is Yehemutu Leflaini Vilaflaini. Vimanicha Gam Beshvilai, Aymer Li Vilaflaini Vilaflaini. You say the people's names. Yud. You have to put the Erev in a place where you have the ability halachically to eat it without doing an Issa D'oraisa. If you put it into a hole, and you cover with dirt, it's not Erev because you're not allowed to dig a hole on Shabbos. That's Issa D'oraisa. But if you close up that hole with a stone, then it is an Erev because to move Muksa is a D'rabanan. The son of Elon, if you put it in a tree, if it's a hard tree, then that's an Erev because you're not going to move the tree. But and not using a tree on Shabbos is a derabanan. But if you put it on a tree or reeds that are soft, then it's not an Erev because you might come and break off a piece, in which case it's an Isser derais. Yud Aleph, if nasinus Erev b'soich ir, let's say you put the Erev in a city. Then, as I call ear, nechshavas like the makam eruv, then the whole city is considered his eruv. V'yachal aleches call ear, and he's able to go through the entire city. Afilu he gedoy lemaid, even if the city is very large. V'gam chutz leir, and you can same thing. You go out of the city gedei yibura utchum shavas, and you're allowed to even go with their extra part of the city, the pregnant part of the city, like we said, and it's tchum shavas. Sharei nechshav keilu hu dar ba'ezayir, because when you put your eruv in that city, it's as if you live in that city. So, for example, you live in Far Rockaway, and you put the Eruv, let's say, we don't need an Eruv, but theoretically, you put the Eruv in Cedarhurst, so then you become like you are in Cedarhurst, and then your Tchum doesn't go from where you left the Eruv. Your Tchum goes from the edge of Cedarhurst's Tchum. Okay. Have a fine night on that.